This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oates. That is music from Into the Woods, one of two musicals opening in Boston this week. The Stephen Sondheim classic is at the Lyric Stage Company of Boston, while the Speakeasy Stage Company's season-ending show is anything but a classic. Carrie, the musical, closed after 3 days on Broadway in 1988 after some merciless pans. WBUR and artery critic at large, Ed Siegel, joins us this morning to give us his take on these two shows. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, Bob.
So let's start with Into the Woods. The Lyric seems to be doing a lot of Sondheim right now, aren't they?
Yeah, they have a history of doing great Stephen Sondheim productions. Spiro Voludos, the artistic director, is a Stephen Sondheim maestro. He's directed first-class chamber productions of Assassins, Sunday in the Park with George, A Little Night Music.
So is Into the Woods as good?
Yeah, it is, eventually.
All right, I'll bite. What's that mean?
Well, here's the thing about Into the Woods. The first act is very playful. It's an entertaining riff on fairy stories like Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, Rapunzel. And a lot of productions have very charming first acts and then very overly dark second acts. But this one has a good first act and then a great second act. The singing ranges from okay to sensational.
Well, let's hear some.
Okay. This is John Ambrosino and Lisa Ewan as the baker and his wife. They find they can make more headway in the woods if they work together.
We're strangers. I'm meeting you in the woods. Who minds? What dangers? I know we'll get past the woods. And once we're past it, let's hope the changes last.
It's good singing, Bob, but it's nothing that left me weak in the knees. The acting is strong throughout, but some of the other singers are a little iffy. But why don't we hear one of the sensational singers in the cast, Erica Spires as Cinderella, recounting her flight from the castle. You can hear Sondheim's talent for rhyming and offbeat syncopation here.
And without any guide, you know what your decision is, which is not to decide. You'll just leave him a clue. For example, a shoe, and then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who is stuck with a shoe in a stew, in the goo. And you've learned something too, something you never knew, on the steps of the palace.
I do like the rhythm there. Mm-hmm. So Into the Woods at the Lyric Stage lives up to expectations then?
Absolutely.
Did Carrie live down to the expectations given the Broadway reviews from years ago?
Yeah, well, kind of.
No mercy?
A little bit. It wasn't horrible. You know, this is the opposite of Into the Woods. It starts out strong with Carrie's high school tormentors romping and stomping onto the stage under very sharp direction of Paul Malone. You know, I was sitting there thinking, this is really pretty good.
But there's a but there.
Yeah, well, as the show wears on, it gets more and more questionable, I have to say. Although the cast and the band are excellent, the music is really kind of middle-of-the-road American Idol stuff. Here's what I mean. Carrie Dowling is Carrie's mother. Has a great voice, but it sounds kind of bizarrely operatic here with Elizabeth Arardi as Carrie.
Mama, you don't need forgiveness.
I was wrong.
It hurts me to hurt you. I'd rather die than see you suffer. I'm sorry.
One day you'll bless me for living the way.
There's something to my unpracticed ear that doesn't quite mix well there.
Yeah, you said it. I think that's the problem. Stephen King's book and Brian De Palma's movie with Sissy Spacek, they were such deliciously executed examples of pulp artistry. I think Carrie, in a way, tries to be too respectable, and so instead of a horror story, we're left with something kind of blandly sadistic here, if that's not a contradiction in terms. Think Columbine the Musical.
Oh, that's awful.
And let me add, I'm not at all complaining about the quality of the production here. It's as good as we've come to expect from Speakeasy, whose Artistic director Paul Danio, he'll be picking up the Elliot Norton Award for Sustained Excellence Monday night.
Well, good for him on that, Ed.
Yeah, he's done a great job with the speakeasy the last few years.
Ed, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Bob. Always fun.
Ed Siegel is critic at large for WBUR and The Artery, our online arts website at WBUR.org. Carrie, the musical with a speakeasy stage, is at the Boston Center for the Arts through June 7th. Into the Woods, which we're hearing right now, is playing at the Lyric Stage Company through June 22nd.
To go to the festival, Into the Woods.